This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After the demand surge and supply chain snarls, prices of new cars are coming down from their highs. Here's Marketplace's Lily Jamali.
Consumers paid an average of $45,600 for a new vehicle in October, according to an estimate from J.D. Power. That's down from more than $46,000 in July, which set a new record. Ivan Drury, director of insights at Edmunds.com, says an increase in inventory helps explain the moderation in prices.
Now that we have more availability on the market, you can actually get a car without having to wait, you know, nearly as long. We're not going to have as many people bidding on the exact same vehicles.
The reason prices haven't fallen more is that there's still a lot of demand. But that's changing too, as elevated prices now combine with higher interest rates, says Mike Ramsey, automotive analyst at Gartner.
It's actually pulling demand down because the affordability of cars has gotten so bad that it's taken people out of the market.
Which could lead to prices falling more than they have so far. And Ramsey notes that's the goal of raising interest rates in the first place. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.